Voting is underway in Ukraine, a country torn by an ongoing separatist war fueled by its powerful neighbor Russia. And that's only one of the many challenges the new parliament will face. There's also a financial crisis and a dispute over Russian gas. In the past, the country's richest businessmen have controlled Ukraine's politics. But this election, which is the first since protesters kicked out the Moscow-backed president, looks like it may bring new faces to power. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Kiev, the Ukrainian capital.
For 24 hours prior to the opening of the polls, no political ads have been allowed in Ukrainian media. But in the days before that, the airwaves were saturated with ads like these. The latest poll showed the bloc supporting President Petro Poroshenko getting as much as 30% of the vote. But Poroshenko has plenty of competition from parties such as the People's Front, the Self-Help Party, and Fatherland. Political analyst Yuri Yakumenko says all those parties are potential members of a ruling coalition with a comfortable majority in parliament.
And the main point that unified all those political parties is agreement of association and free trade zone with the EU. So there are pro-Western, democratic, pro-European parties.
Yakumenko is deputy head of the Razumkov Center, a think tank based in Kiev. Despite funding from oligarchs, parties linked to ousted President Viktor Yanukovych aren't expected to do well. But many of the candidates from those parties are running under different banners. Critics say that Ukraine's election system gives wealthy interests a chance to buy votes and candidates who will do their bidding. This is Roman Nitsevich, an analyst at Dixie Group, an energy think tank in Kiev.
It is a major problem of our electoral system now, because there are a lot of people who misuse their position and who also used to buy votes.
Irina Hiraschenko, a candidate from the People's Front Party, says the oligarchs are Ukraine's biggest problem, using government to protect their businesses and create monopolies.
And they try to influence on politics. But I think that in the new parliament we will have new politicians. These people, they are not connected with these oligarchs, and nobody can push on them.
Election observers say that some things about this election are not business as usual. Tamara Oleksy is a Ukrainian-American and the president of the Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, which has been sending observer missions to the country's elections since independence. She says her organization hasn't seen much of a type of election abuse that used to be common in Ukraine. It's called misuse of administrative resources, that is, incumbent politicians using government events, media, and travel to campaign and promote themselves.
We have not witnessed it. We have had a long-term observer here on the ground and noticed that the political candidates all have equal access to the mass media, and I think that's extremely helpful for people to make an educated decision on election day.
Observers say another key factor in today's election will be turnout. A strong voter turnout, and especially participation by younger voters, could bring a lot of new faces to Ukraine's parliament. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kyiv.